Many inquire about my interactions with God and how knowledge is conveyed in the spiritual realm. Kristen, how can one manifest spiritual ideas in a physical world? Today, I share insights from my daily diary. How do we live in the present and wear my mystical hat? Great questions. Let's get into a little how-to, okay? 5 daily tips. How to seek practical wisdom from the kingdom of heaven within you and apply it throughout the day. I share my very first God manifest story ever. It still brings tears to my eyes. And we pick up from last week's activation and find out some practical healing helps on our way to wholeness. Are you ready? Oh, we're going to be so encouraged. I'll see you on the inside. Now that we are face to face with you, God, would you show us how this stuff works? Light, time, creation, angels, dimensions, and all the spiritual woo-woo. And oh, by the way, hello, I need a refresher course on Husband 101. My dog needs healing. Church, don't get me started. And how do I grow my business? Welcome to Interviewing Jesus Podcast. I'm your hostess, Kristen Wambach, author, entrepreneur, ordained pastor, helping you live life confident and spiritually brave. Join me and my guest as we unpack journeys of life, bridge the beyond, and explore a dimension where love reigns supreme. The truth is, Father loves the sassy ones. We never stop asking him really good questions. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. The sun is shining in Oregon, pretending to be spring. Welcome to you. I have 2 stories to share with you today and a collection of tips that I use personally to hone my spirit in listening and knowing. And we're going to talk about those things. Where or how do I stay encouraged? And how do I feel? How do I perceive and seek answers and understanding? I encourage you to listen to last week's episode number 147, because today I'm going to piggyback on the activation we walked through. It was awesome. That activation is also available in video and transcript through my Patreon Activations group. The link is at the bottom of the description. You're going to want to check it out. And forgive me, I've got 2 things here today. One, I feel like, I'm going to be standing on a soapbox because it's so exciting. And my heart, it is a bit on my sleeve. I am extremely tender before the Lord right now. Do you ever get that way? Where you just, you feel so tender. Let me explain that. Our title, Boost Your Day with Increasing Precisely Here, Daily Tips to Support You. The episode graphic is a direct response from the Father, his idea, his graphic, to share his heart and what is inside. So my focus is to help you by sharing the intimate place of increase that we find ourselves in any moment. Here now, feeling the pregnancy of God. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, in the mirror, it's wonderfully clarified for us. Realize that your life is God's building, His sanctuary, designed for His permanent abode. His Spirit inhabits you. He designed every cell in your body to accommodate and to express Him. So today we're going to express God increasing precisely here. You can feel the Lord orchestrating on your behalf. You can feel that. You are right here in this moment, feeling the moment, appreciating the moment. As seers and future dwellers, we aren't spiritually blind to what is going on in the spirit or the issues of life. My dear friend Susan said this past week on Wednesday night during our gathering. She was inferring about us as a church, as sons, learning to rule and reign. She said, God wants us to know the process. Amen? We love and live by faith. We love and give Him glory for the miracles that happen all around us. But our hearts cry out in an intimate place with the most holiest of, why, God? Teach me, God, on behalf of others. Teach me so I can learn, so I can share. Why don't we see more miracles? Why don't we encounter more signs in wonder? I truly believe we are answering the call in our sonship. God wants us to know the process. No, He's not withholding anything. He is speaking to us as mature sons and daughters, stewarding and caring for others and creation. He didn't just teach us how to drive the car last week. No, He has given us the keys to the semi-truck that carries resources and supplies. Years ago, when my kids were little, I drove a school bus. It allowed me to be a stay-at-home mom and have the same schedule as my kids. I do have a few stories that we could share. It took me 2 weeks of training to learn and qualify as a passenger carrier with a Class C license. Not to say what I learned and experienced on the job. If God handed you the keys to an 18-wheeler, unless you had already acquired the experience, you would not be qualified or safe on the road. Amen? Jesus, fully flesh, had to learn how to walk on the water. How to change His frequency to weigh less, like the frequency of oil floats on the water, or to have dominion over the substance of the water itself. He learned how. Jesus learned that He was a Son of God. We are learning to remember that we are also sons and daughters of God. And it's much more than scriptural theory. Amen? When Jesus called Lazarus from the dead, Jesus answered, "Did I not tell you that in your believing you see the glory of God, not in your doubting?" Believing opens the horizon on your spirit to see beyond the immediate. I'm going to say that again. Believing opens the horizon of your spirit to see beyond the immediate. He had encountered the Mount of Transfiguration already, experienced Himself resurrected, Then he shared that encounter with Peter, James, and John. So Jesus knew that he could take them in the Spirit to see him glorified. Talk with the cloud of witnesses, Moses and Elijah, and see the gift of resurrection he gave to each of us. To see ourselves beyond the immediate. Then Jesus asked them to remove the stone from the cave. Yes, with Lazarus. Remove the stone from the cave where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, daily tip number 1 and 2. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I am persuaded that you always hear me. But I'm saying this for the sake of those who are standing by, so they too may come to believe that you sent me. And after he spoke those words, he raised his voice and he hollered, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man appeared with his hands and feet swathed in linen cloths. Also his face was covered in cloth. Jesus said to them, unwrap him so that he can move around freely. Church, take off your grave clothes so that you can move around freely. Please listen to these two episodes. I share how Jesus taught me to take off my grave clothes and move around freely. Episode number 73, Don't Give Up, Keep Going. And episode 119, He is Your Endorsement. The links will be in your show notes. What is hope? What is encouragement? It is an experience that blows away the clouds of doubt and disappointment so that the light of our spirit can shine through. That is why we need to experience the gospel, to see ourselves beyond the intimate. Daily tip number 3 and 4. Choose your thoughts before your feet hit the floor in the morning. Choose your thoughts. Don't even get out of bed before you choose your thoughts. Position your spirit in your happy place with God and breathe in and breathe out. Then move that happy place. You're just laying in bed. You're in your happy place. Move that happy place like I taught you last week in the spirit. Cover your love spots. Cover your spouse, your family, your friends, your work, your home, your gardening, your tasks. Cover your spirit with God's happy place over your day. Kristen, how do you move that happy space? Go back and listen to last week's activation. Seeing the kingdom of heaven within you and moving it. Amen? And then gratitude. We're not even getting out of bed yet. We've got gratitude. Thank you, God, for the simple things. Thank you, God, for the hot shower, clean clothes, breakfast, your cup of coffee. Amen. And the device you're listening to this podcast. Thanks God for your pet, who is your best friend, no matter if you're friendly or not. Gratitude. Now you are ready to master your day. Go talk to God. Wrap your spirit around God. My first story happened years ago. We were living, let me scoot around in my chair here. We were living in Aurora, Oregon, on a sweet little 12-acre farm. I was a stay-at-home mom corralling 4 strapping young lads. I didn't know anything about self-care. Help me, Jesus. and I was just starting my transformation walk with him, just starting out, new, excited, right there in the place of your first love. We were attending, my husband and I were attending a Bible study at some folks' house that had been assigned as our group leaders from church, Jeff and Judy. So much fun. What an awesome, loving family group. Judy, showing me around her lovely home, took me into the garage. She had in the garage a vintage dry sink kitchen cabinet for sale. $800. Oh my goodness. It was adorable. I fell in love with it. And I could easily imagine it in my farmhouse kitchen. Oh, it was so adorable. As a growing family on a single income, barely making ends meet, want and need ruled the justifiable scale. You been there? In my quiet time with God, I talked about that cute country cabinet that must have been back when I had the country blue geese and stuff on our wallpaper and our borders. Yeah, you remember the time. Typical late 80s, early 90s. I'm laughing at how things change. And here I am in my quiet time with God, that cute little country cabinet. And he was right in the process of showing me his love, expanding my heart to believe, to trust, and encounter his goodness. You remember the days? You remember your own stories? Oh my gosh. So with all the faith that my mustard seed could muster, and with all the humility but an excited heart, I asked God for the money to purchase the cabinet. My heart was so full and so excited. This was huge. It was the first time I'd ever done anything like this. And I don't remember if I shared it with Don, but I probably kept it to myself. Nobody I knew had ever asked God for something outside of prayer, a good job, family health, transportation needs. This just felt so radical. But this was a desire. I loved it. I loved this kitchen cabinet, and it looked like me. It looked like it would live in my house. During my days of potty training and Tonka trucks in the mud, I moved my farm chicken pattern dishes right into the cabinet in my imagination. It was so easy. Every day I thank God for hearing my request and for filling my heart with more. 4 days later, a knock came on the kitchen door and I answered it. Hello, may I help you? Yes, ma'am. There stood before me a man in his 40s with Northern Pacific Railroad Company clothes on. See, our beloved farmhouse, we called the train house, our front door was literally 100 feet or less from the switch track of the main line. Yes, it was a train house. It was a second-generation Aurora Colony house built in 1873. Well, 1873 was before the railroad even existed. Yes, ma'am, he said, and he handed me his card. As you know, ma'am. We have been switching out railroad ties along this line, and we were wondering if you would be interested in allowing us to dump burnable debris on your property. It would save us so much time from hauling to a distant refuse plant. We would happily pay you to burn our biodegradable debris. My heart ears showed up to the table something quick. Oh, okay, I said. How much are you willing to pay? Now, listener, how much do you think the railroad was going to pay us? You got it right. $800, which equaled one divine and adorable country cabinet. Yay! Oh, I thanked him and I said I would discuss it with my husband and give him a call back. Can you feel it? Faith on steroids. My God was acting like a father to his daughter. Just what I needed, what I wanted. Looked just like me. He supercharged me in that moment to ask and believe for possibilities beyond my own imagination. And I have never stopped. Thank you, God. So, Kristen, when did you go get the cabinet? Do you still have it? More to this story. God is in the business of growing the heart in equal proportions out. Mm-hmm. Yes, we received a big fat check for $800 from the railroad, and they did dump a pretty nice size burn pile on our property. But this was, my husband Don hadn't had a new pair of glasses since we had gotten married in 1985. Yep. My divine, adorable country cabinet lived in the spirit of my heart today to share with you. To see ourselves beyond the immediate. He boosted my day, now our day, increasingly precisely here. I'm still touched to tell the story. Story number two, you got your seatbelt fastened and your imagination hat on? Okay. How do I stay encouraged? And how do I feel when I mean feel in the spirit and seek answers and understanding? This is where we go back to last week's activation on our spiritual airplane, right? Learning to see our spirits on the inside of us, the kingdom of heaven within, and moving, right? Tip number five, encounters and experiences in the spirit are there to be explored. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our encounters are for another day to prepare us for the growth in the future. Sometimes Jesus shows us something in the future. But in my experience, Jesus leads me to other pastures for a reason. He shows me new gates, altitudes, seasons that speak into the season I'm walking in right now, right here. Increasing precisely here, living in the moment, knowing the moment, being present in the spirit and in the now. Just like my country kitchen cabinet story, God is always speaking to his kids and manifesting himself on behalf of their transformation to our original identity in Him. Remember last week in the spirit of the activation, we found ourselves seated on an airplane. And then Jesus proceeded to catch, we were seated on the airplane, remember, outside, and Jesus proceeded to catch a stream of ticker tape out of the air. Spiritual code, yep. And He ripped it, and He told us not to live from the past. It was gone, and He let go of it. Live in the words of life today. Live in the words of life today. Sharing from my personal area of growth, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm molding the clay and learning to know, to understand. I want to know the process. Spiritual growth that manifests into natural growth. I'm sharing my personal daily diary with the Lord to help you to learn, to experience, to believe that the tiniest of gold nuggets will bring a breakthrough for you. Back to the encounter. Now, we are still sitting on the outside of the plane. The Lord said to me, Kristen, I want you to go sit in first class. Okay, I did. A good time for questions. What benefit would sitting in the spirit, like soaking and meditating and breathing in the spirit in first class, what would that do for a person's mindset? Mindset equals the established set of attitudes and behaviors held by someone. What would that do? What would be the benefit of sitting in the spirit in first class? What would that do for a person's mindset? Now let's put this in first person for you, okay? I'd like you to bring to mind three personal issues. Preferably about yourself, things about yourself. Are you thinking about them? You got them? Okay. Hypothetically, if you were a person who was sitting and affording first class seats, traveling to see the wonders of the world, what questions, comments, or issues wouldn't be a part of that mindset? What is no longer a concern? What wouldn't you ask yourself? What wouldn't you even say or think about? What would a person sitting in first class think about? How would that change their mindset? A couple of things here. Yes, I am talking about increase naturally. I'm an entrepreneur and a minister. I am. I have 5 online stores. I'm always looking for increase and doing all the social media and the advertising and the marketing. So what is the benefit for a person in business to be taught the mindsets from first class? You got it? You see where God's going here? Okay. Now, here is the thinking and the knowing tip. Okay, there's a knowing here. I'm sharing with you how God and my time together, how our relationship unpacks the day, situations and circumstances. God asked me to go sit in first class. This is in the spirit. He asked me to sit in first class, which I did. But quickly, I jumped out of my spiritual seat and joined God in the cockpit. Cool. I'm comfortable in the cockpit. Mm-hmm. My redemptive gift leads right from the cockpit. Yep, flying the plane. How are we doing? Where are we going to go? Uh-huh. Father loves a sassy daughter who wants to know everything there is to know and understand how the kingdom works. Mm-hmm. It's just part of who I am, all well and good. However, what did God ask me to do? Sit in first class. Mm-hmm. I know you are picking up all different types and shadows in this. You just go right ahead, Holy Spirit, just taking those little gold nuggets and speaking to you. Uh-huh. To see ourselves beyond the immediate. My beyond is parked in first class. He makes it so easy for me. Mm-hmm. Some of the practical tools I use to implement my day is I make graphics and draw pictures of how God is speaking to me. I place them in my journal, sticky notes, on the mirror. We are to live by the living Word of God. It's living. There's nutrients in it. It's a living signpost. What we heard Him speak to us, this is our manna. This is our question. This is our answer. So I put pictures and drawings and little phrases and doodads here and there to remind me of our conversation. He speaks what we perceived in the conversation we're having with God, our hearing and feeling and speaking and knowing and metaphorically and naturally and music and scripture, experience scripture. Through other people, nature, God speaks to each one of us in a language we understand. In a language we understand. If you're a contractor, He speaks to a lot about building and those and foundations. He speaks to us in a language we understand. Well, as soon as I resigned myself to discovering first class, yep, I have two little pictures stuck right here on the monitor of my computer. There it is, Kristen. Sit there in the spirit and meditate and breathe it in and breathe it out. Yay. I began to hear different thoughts regarding the concerns I have, huh? Concerns people I know and love, they have, and they've asked me about. A concern I have before Him and with Him is I have a couple of broken teeth. Nope, I'm not in pain. Mm-mm. In my relationship with the Lord, I allow Him to heal me before I go to the doctor. This has developed over time. Unless you have a direct word from the Lord, please do not adopt this way of thinking without getting into His thinking. This is the relationship I have with Him. I want to experience Him as my healer when I need healing. I want to experience wholeness provided for me by Jesus, His sacrifice, His death and resurrection, my death and resurrection. I want to experience, and wholeness is my goal. Mm-hmm. Moving on. So much to discuss here. We are in the Spirit, remember? And we're still being carried within the Kingdom of Heaven Airlines. Chuckle, chuckle. I'm sharing how I learned to know and understand common everyday life. With my mystical hat on, no purpose in wearing the hat if my team doesn't win the World Series. Amen? And that is a little hidden nugget for you found in chapter Tools of Responsibility in the Unfinished book. Oh, yes, it's a great gold nugget of how Jesus taught me to pray. So my spirit, I'm sitting in first class. This is over a few days, meditating, breathing, getting some aha moments, knowing God here. My spirit heard, go sit in seat number one. Oh, and I did. I don't think airlines number their seats the way my spirit does, but I found myself sitting in the very first rear seat of the plane, and so I called it seat number one. Guess what? I was sitting in Genesis. It's like, there it is. It opened up and I could see it in my spirit. And I was sitting in Genesis and I was thinking about the miracle of new teeth, growing teeth, marinating in this, in seat number one. Our bodies do know how to grow teeth. We've all done it. Our bodies are created and designed to regenerate themselves, renew themselves, replace every cell. And since Jesus restored me to my pre-fall original identity, I can learn something from hanging out in the Garden of Eden, sitting in seat number one, sitting in Genesis, sitting in the record. And then I heard, go sit in the river. I knew the text. I'd experienced the river. I'd experienced God's garden. And I quickly grabbed Google and I asked, what are our teeth made of? Enamel, dentin, pulp, cementum, and periodontal ligament. Well, the enamel, that hardest thing, it's mostly made of calcium phosphate, a rock-hard mineral. My spirit was drawn to calcium phosphate. Sitting in seat one in Genesis in the river. What grows bone and teeth? And then I looked up the rivers found in Genesis 2. Flowing from the land of delight was a river to water the garden, and from there it divided into four branches. The first river, overflowing increase, encircles the gold-laden land of Havilah. The gold of the land is pure, with many pearls and onyx found there. The second river, gushing, flows through the entire land of Cush. And the third river, swift flowing, flows east of Assyria. And the fourth is the river fruitfulness. Genesis 2, 10 through 14 in the Passion Translation. Now I picked up his commentary. Havilah has a number of possibilities to cause, to grow, to give birth, to stretch a sandy land, to tremble, all possible to the point of human nature, to uncover the gold hidden in the mud. The river called Pishon, which means overflowing increase, to leap forth, to spread out. Onyx stones were mounted to the breastplate of the high priest. They adorn the gates in New Jerusalem in Revelations. The flowing river with its gold and precious stone points to finding treasures in the river of God. A beautiful metaphor to flow in the life of Jesus flowing within us. God's loving generosity provided to us in these garden treasures. Well, the fourth river is Euphrates, its fruitfulness, the Asher which flows and comes from the word successful. Sounds like first class to me, huh? Let me read it in a text that we will understand and be familiar with. The name of the first river is Pishon. It winds through the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of the land is pure, and Delium and onyx are found there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It winds through the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It runs along the east side of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. In the river Pishon was gold, Delium, and onyx. Gold, Delium, and onyx. The mineral makeup of teeth and bone, calcium phosphate, is closely related to delium. The mineral makeup of teeth and bone. Whoo, yay, I got this, Lord. How excited are we right now? I share this with my friend who also needed healing in the area of bone growth. To see ourselves beyond the immediate. To see ourselves beyond the immediate. To boost my day and now our day, increasing precisely here. He boosted my day. Now you know. Maybe you need healing or restoration in the area of bones or teeth. Now you know. This is a good place to have communion. Amen. We're going to have communion in the spirit. If you have elements around, you can grab those real quick. But otherwise, we'll just take it in the spirit. Okay? Father, I thank you for coming as yourself within Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. And we acknowledge the work of the cross and Jesus' death. We partake of the cross. We partake of the resurrection life. Now, listener, there are two things on my list as I sit in first class, and my spirit also sits in seat number one in the river Pishon. I drink of the water of the river of life. I drink of the water of Pishon. I soak in it. We soak in it. God, we drink of your goodness. Amen. Father, we decree, we remember our original identity. And in our original identity, we are resourced with new life. Amen. Whew. Good stuff. Thank you, God. Good stuff. What did we learn today? Our tips. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I am persuaded that you always hear me. Choosing your thoughts before your feet hit the floor. Go back to your happy place. Breathe in, breathe out. Move that happy place and cover all of your beloveds. Your family, your spouse, your home, your work, where you go and where you everything that you do that day, cover it with your happy place and gratitude. Thank you, God, for the simple things. Now we're ready to master our day. Encounters and experiences today are spirits we've explored and soak and meditate in them. They are alive. Our stories remind us that God is developing us to walk in sonship. God wants us to know the process of creation. God wants us to know Him as the Father of our faith. Yes, the relationship of faith, the process of the miracle. Hebrews 6:19. Our hearts and our minds are certain, anchored securely within the innermost courts of God's immediate present, beyond the veil. By going there on our behalf, Jesus pioneered a place for us, and He removed every type of obstruction that could possibly distance us from the promise. In Him, we are represented for all time. He became our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. We now enjoy the same privileged access He has. He said, "I go to prepare a place for you so that you may be where I am." So that you may be where I am present today. And on that day, you will no longer doubt that I and the Father are one. You will know that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. That wasn't so difficult, was it? Thank you, God, that the gospel is simple. Our conversation is simple. Thank you for teaching us how to be still and listen, how to go back to first class and just sit and marinate in your presence, in your mindset to change my mindset. Yes, and thank you for our journey to Genesis. Yes, soaking there, having communion there. Amen. Listener, thank you for allowing me to share my diary and my journal with you. It is such a privilege. I honor you. Make sure you check out the show notes. They have tons of goodies there and all the links just for you. I will see you again next week. You have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye now.